USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is calling for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself, and its people is fundamental and will never waver.
During a briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki condemning rocket attacks from Hamas. A U.S. senator claims Dr. Anthony Fauci is engaged in research that could lead to another pandemic.
You're fooling with Mother Nature here. You're allowing superviruses to be created. It's very dangerous. I think it was a huge mistake to share this with China.
During a hearing on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky blasting Fauci for what he said was ongoing research in the United States where deadly viruses are created for pandemic research. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow plummeting 473 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
In a blatant escalation of tensions in the region, Islamic Revolutionary Guard Navy speedboats are harassing U.S. naval and Coast Guard vessels in the Strait of Hormuz.
The 13 speedboats had armed their machine guns when they got to within 150 yards of the American vessels in the International Choke Point Waterway. Department of Defense spokesman John Kirby picks up the story from the Pentagon.
This group of fast attack boats approached the U.S. formation at high speed, closing in as close as 150 yards. The Coast Guard cutter Maui, U.S. Coast Guard cutter Maui, fired approximately 30 warning shots from a 50 caliber machine gun. After the second round, the 13 fast attack craft from the IRGCN broke contact.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden meeting virtually with governors to discuss vaccine distribution today. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Prominent Republicans are continuing to criticize President Biden over a cyber attack that shut down Colonial Pipeline. On Monday, the FBI identified a criminal syndicate named DarkSide as creators of the ransomware used in the attack. The group's members are Russian speakers, and their malware is coded not to attack networks using Russian language keyboards. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton, a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, saying,
"This is, again, just another example of Joe Biden's weak policy towards Russia. You know, he calls Vladimir Putin a killer once, and he acts like he's a tough guy. The Democrats have been beating their chest about Russia for the last 4 years, but as soon as Joe Biden got in office, they returned to their weak, dovish roots once again. They should immediately stop that pipeline that Russia is building towards Germany,
right.
And we should go on offense if that's what it takes to get Russia to pull in its horns."
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is citing ongoing progress in reducing new cases of the coronavirus, along with hospitalizations and deaths.
Daily averages of new infections dropping 76%, hospitalizations down 71%, and reported deaths decreasing by 75%.
Walensky testifying in a Senate hearing and saying vaccines represent the path to normalcy in America.
Vaccines are a means of returning to activities we stopped as a result of the pandemic.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky also getting into a verbal sparring match once again during that hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.